Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 26th of January. Our Own Food and Clothing. Isaiah's prophecy reveals that in the church age, there are many people who are deceived by Satan through alternative gospels. These gospels are epitomized by the expectation, "Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach." Those who remain loyal to these doctrines spurn the word of the cross, which invites our participation in the offering and sufferings of Christ as the means by which we are able to become the righteousness of God. They prefer, instead, a vicarious-only gospel. Accordingly, they live under the presumption that the reproach of God's judgment upon them because of their sin has been taken away and has been suffered on their behalf by Christ. The desire of a person, household, presbytery, or church to eat their own food describes their fundamental belief in the freedom to choose and even to generate a word that appeals to them, and to interpret the implications of God's word according to their own understanding. When a person approaches the word in this manner, their food is not the fruit of the tree of life. Instead of hearing and receiving what the Spirit is saying to the churches, they live by a word that has been generated from and mediated by their knowledge of good and evil. In the Scriptures, apparel represents a person's mandate for a priestly service through which life is expressed. A person clothes themselves in an endeavor to be the source of their own life and Christian expression. Motivated in this way, their expression is not the communication of faith according to their sanctification as a son of God. Rather, their own clothing is a projection of the idolatrous and shameful image that they have created for themselves. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 to 7, Revelation chapter 3 verse 4, and Revelation chapter 3 verses 17 to 18. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.